president just choose a new prime minister, Daniel Onando, is a very smart guy. He got a background in economy, and he used to be a vice president of the National Assembly. And he was former minister of education also. And as you know, education is a very big pillar of the president. So it's going to be very helpful when times is going to change our education system. And as a former vice president of National Assembly, he knows all the matters related to laws, bills, and deputies. So it's going to be also helpful to for the vote of new laws and bills.
Does that mean that the president wants to change the education system in Gabon, and because he has that pedigree, that's one of the reasons why the president chose him?
Absolutely. The main topics of the Plan Gabon Emergent, so which is our plan for the future, is social matters. So until 2016, we will strengthen the social system with health, education, and social housing. And this guy, because he's got a strong background on those topics, going to be the man of the situation.
Some opposition groups have said that the government, and for that matter, the president, has made so many promises that have yet to be accomplished. The government wasn't able to meet some of the promises that the president has made, and this new prime minister possibly could not do the same thing. What is different this time?
Well, of course, this is the role of the opposition to say that some aspects has not been fulfilled completely, but we've got until 2016. To complete the mandate of the president and to fulfill all the promises we've done. So this is the first point. The second point is we took power in 2009. So it's been 4 years that we implemented strong politics to change a lot of things. And the results from the IDH in French, I mean the Human Index of Development, where the Gabon is first in sub-Saharan zone, or the index of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, showing that we made a lot and a lot of improvement in education, in health, are a neutral position for arguing that the Gabon is moving forward.
There are concerns, again, from the opposition. They say that the government promised to improve the living conditions of Gabonese, improved pay, but that Gabonese are not seeing that in their pocket. The bread and butter issues have not yet been met by the president. How is this new prime minister going to address these concerns expressed by some section of the people in Gabon?
The problem of the cost of living, for example, is a very important matter. We are an oil country, as you know, Peter, and if you want to decrease the cost of goods, you have to produce more and more materials, goods in your country, and this is precisely what we are doing. We implement new industries, new businesses in the country. We try to attract new international investors just to produce goods. And I think this is not something that can happen in 6 months or 9 months. It took time, and thanks God, we already got some results. And we will continue in this way.